You're listening to Higher Ed Social, episode 16. I'm Logan.
And I'm Jackie. And this week we talked with Amma Marfo, who is the Assistant Director of Student Activities at Emmanuel College in Boston. One of my favorite parts of this podcast today is that we talk about a lot of clubs and organizations at Emmanuel, but one of them is really unique, the Ukulele Club. And as a ukulele enthusiast, as you will, some may call me a ukulele pro.
His name is Tito.
Listen, naming your ukulele, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Anyway, Tito does.
There's nothing wrong with it at all.
Tito makes an appearance in this podcast as well, but we do talk about what it's like to be a part of one of these clubs or organizations at Emmanuel and how students can really come together and program, even though it's right at the end of the semester.
We also talk about Resident Advisors, a new television show on Hulu. Or better yet, Jackie and Amma talk a lot about Resident Advisors, a new television show on Hulu. According to them, it's a great show, not as good as Undeclared, but funny in some ways. One of the big discussions that we had was the discussion between accuracy and humor and which is more important. So we hope you enjoy this episode of Higher Ed Social. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at HES Podcast. And head to our website, highered.social, and listen to past episodes. Enjoy! So, I'm nerdy. I like anime.
Logan is a nerd.
And nothing wrong with it.
So, yeah.
Also, you'll probably hear my cat in this episode because she is being very whiny today.
Well,
she's here.
That's fine.
She's hanging out. Oh, bye, cat.
Hey, cat.
Hey, cat. Oh, we're playing with our mouse. Okay.
Her name is Kitty Cat.
Literally. I did not name her. So,
it's a good name.
Yeah, so everybody calls her Casey. And I thought it was C-A-S-E-Y, but it's actually the letter K and the letter C.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, claws are out. This is scary.
No, dear.
Get the mouse. She's weird. Yeah, this is her. We call him old school because he's been around a while.
Yeah. He looks elderly.
He's
like
little
weathered.
Fuzzy. Little weathered.
Getting on in years.
Very crunchy. His tail is missing.
As he looks kind of like a warthog.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Okay, there you go, Rand. There you go. Cool. So normally Logan just starts hitting record and doesn't tell us, but it hasn't happened yet, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
It already happened?
Mm. 4 months ago.
All right.
That's going to make the podcast.
Yay!
Welcome! Logan's eating a sandwich. Or what are you eating, Logan? What is it this time? Enlighten us. You can just show us and I'll talk about it because you're
chewing. It looked like a burger from the brief flash that I saw.
Oh, it is a burger. Is that like a Big Mac that has two burgers on it? Oh, you're from Burger King. I don't know Burger King's menu.
So the Big Mac equivalent of Big Mac?
No. It's actually, it is a double Whopper.
Oh. Mm. Makes sense. Because it has two meat patties on it.
With lettuce, onions, tomatoes, bacon, cheese, and barbecue sauce.
That sounds healthy.
It's amazing.
It sounds amazing.
I didn't say that it was healthy, but see, I ran 9 miles today, so I can eat a double Whopper with, you know, bacon and cheese and lettuce and tomatoes and onions.
You did say lettuce, so we're fine.
Oh, lettuce, yeah. Well, at this point, I mean, like, pizza is a vegetable, so I feel like that's close enough, right?
It's a short leap.
It is a short leap, but
it has all your major food groups in it.
I need carbs right now, and I need protein.
Cheese.
And I need, and meat. Meat is protein as well. And I also have a vanilla Coke, which is the Coke and vanilla food groups.
Right.
Sure.
So you're
hitting all of it.
That's like the base of the pyramid. Or no, didn't they reshape the pyramid or something?
They put soda at the bottom.
It's a plate. Does the soda just pour over all of it? Is that what happens?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good.
That makes sense.
Yay!
I typically eat better since I'm trying to lose a little bit of weight, but I have that
double Whopper will do it.
I have a voracious appetite right now, so I'm just kind of going with that at the moment.
Yeah, that works.
Because, yeah. But well, I'll eat better tomorrow. I'll have a Lean Cuisine and some Cheerios for breakfast and probably something small for dinner. So
my new favorite healthy thing that doesn't feel like it's healthy is taking 2 whole grain waffles and you like half microwave them so they're still a little bit cold. And then you put peanut butter and bananas and honey on it, and then you microwave it, and then you make it into a sandwich.
Ooh.
Mm. So it doesn't feel healthy, but it is healthy.
Do you know what it sounds like? It sounds like a fruit McGriddle to me. That's what it sounds like.
A fruit McGriddle.
Oh, sure.
That would be a good way to describe it. I just call it the Jackie, because who doesn't want a cool sandwich named after them?
I like it.
I think it's a little weird.
Speaking of names, yes. And introduce yourself, since we're already like a significant chunk into this podcast.
Sure. So my name is Alma Marfo. I am one of 2 assistant directors of student activities at Emmanuel College in Boston, Massachusetts, where the snow is finally starting to melt.
Yay.
It's going to be 70 degrees tomorrow. Yes. And I'm really nervous about what I'm going to see students wearing. Because they're just, it's just one of those things where logic disappears and it's just odd combinations of club wear and what's probably an undergarment, but maybe boots if there's snow still down. Like, no one knows what's going to happen.
Dresses with UGG boots. I think that's the way to go in that weather, right?
Hopefully those high-waisted shorts will go away.
I don't think they're going
away. They're not going to, no.
I hope they do.
High-waisted shorts are here to stay.
I don't know. I hope they
do. For a while.
I hope they do, too, but I'm not that confident that I won't see a bunch tomorrow.
You will.
Yeah.
Because no one's had the chance to, like, go shopping for this season yet because it's been so snowy. So everyone's just going to resort back to, like, last year's fads, which I'm, like, thinking about my closet right now, and I have no idea what I'm going to wear tomorrow. Like, it might have to be, like, a t-shirt at this point because it's going to be so hot. I don't know what to wear tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'll figure it out.
Going to be rough. But thankfully it's warming up. I'm excited, which means the end of the semester is soon. Hooray!
Yay! No, I want the semester to be longer. There aren't enough days in the semester. There aren't enough weeks in the semester. I can't get everything done.
What do you all have to get done?
I can't talk about that, but I have lots of stuff that I have to get done.
It's very secret information, Jackie. God.
Top secret stuff.
Well, you probably have lots of fun things going on, Alma.
So we have our end of semester crush of events. So a lot of things from our programming board that's like end of the year wrap-up stuff. A few gaming tournaments from some of our student groups. So I work with most of our student groups on campus. In total, we have, I think we're up to 58 at this point. And April, like that last 2-3 weeks of April is when all of them decide we're doing stuff. And a lot of it's going to end up being on the same days as other people's stuff.
Yep.
Some of it might even duplicate their stuff, but we can't reschedule it because we don't have time. So a lot going on over the next couple of weeks. So I'll be doing some of the later days on campus, which most of the time I don't really have to do. So if it's April and December that I have to do that, there's space for it.
That's good.
So, but I mean, everybody's doing well. Far less troublesome or problematic situations than normal. So I'll take
Yay!
It. I will take it.
Go, go. What events so far that you've seen are you most looking forward to seeing it executed?
So our ukulele club is doing a luau.
You have a ukulele club.
That is so cool.
Okay.
They don't typically program all that often. Most of the time they have like their weekly practices or bi-weekly practices, and then occasionally they'll perform at other events, but they're doing their own event this year.
That's exciting.
And it's been a cool experience, not just to see it come together, but to see students that previously were super scattered and kind of we worried about them when they needed to put stuff together because you just didn't know if it was going to get done. And they've come forward with this so organized. Like, it's just a totally different version of this group that gets me excited because when they're doing something they want to do, it comes together.
That is so awesome. Oh, man. I wish I could come. When is that? Can I come?
It is Friday. So if you could get yourself to Boston Friday between 5 and 8 p.m.
Oh, God. That would be great. Everyone flood Emmanuel College.
You're very welcome to
this. You're going to have so many random people showing up to campus. Because we actually have millions of listeners that listen to this podcast.
They'll just be like, we heard on the podcast, so we drove over.
We also determined on a previous podcast that President Obama is also a listener, so he'll probably show up.
Oh, good. So welcome, President Obama. I hope to see you when I'm in Kenya, possibly in July. I hear you're going as well.
So, anyway, Jackie has a ukulele.
I do.
Oh, mm-hmm. So you could like actively participate.
I could. And so, you know, the offer to come to Boston is tempting because I am close and could certainly perform with your ukulele club.
Hey, Jackie, why don't you go get your ukulele and play something for us?
I think it's a bit out of tune.
I don't care. Go get it because that adds something to this podcast.
Okay. You guys continue.
And we have time.
We do have time.
Well, see, here's the thing. Like, it is incredibly out of tune. Like, I don't know if you can probably just tell, even if you don't know what it's supposed to sound like.
Yeah, that's not great.
And then this is supposed to be a C chord. Mm-mm. So I'm not going to kill what little listenership we have by playing an untuned ukulele.
But we played the elevator music for you to get here. So, So now you have to play it.
Okay, but it's really bad.
Well, can't you twist the little knobs or something?
I mean, I could very quickly tune it while the two of you talk a little bit, and then I can jump back in.
That's okay. I can turn the elevator music right back on. So Jackie's back with her ukulele.
It's tuned-ish in a very quick fashion. So my ukulele's name is Tito, because nice. I name my objects, obviously. I did the very cliche college thing and bought my ukulele my freshman year for $30 at the local music store because we had one of those on like the main street of the town. I learned the like four power chords that you need that like all men I think should learn on a guitar to like woo women.
That's
I did
a
learn
separate college demographic.
I think
and
so.
They do learn them.
Yeah, those are like I think between that honestly and like the power chords, like it's the power chords and like every single song, like you either could like woo women or be like really really cool because you know all these songs, but really you only know four chords. So right. Those are pretty essential. But yeah, so you know I don't sing. But I guess we could, like, have this be our outro music.
I was going to say, there's a lot of, like, commercials that use ukulele music because it makes them feel approachable. So, like, your people will be like, oh, we'll listen to that podcast. It's
you're
accessible.
Hip and
they
approachable.
Like us.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
like, I'm not just a regular podcast. I'm a cool podcast.
We're so cool. And I'm wearing, like, rimmed glasses, so I feel kind of hipster.
Even
and her
better.
Kickball jersey. So that's
right.
A good thing, too.
No, don't tell people that. That makes me less hipster.
No, they play group sports.
Do they?
Yes.
Ironically, sure.
Hipsters play group sports?
They play...
Yeah, we're playing group sports, but we're not super serious about it.
You know, we're like... It's,
yeah.
You know,
like
last time I played
back.
This, I was in, like, third grade, so it doesn't count. Not really.
Exactly.
Let me grow my beard out some more.
Yeah, so you know that's some fun stuff. Maybe I'll play some real songs later. Thank you. So yeah, that was my audition for the ukulele club.
I'll let them know.
Please do. Please have them listen. But yeah, it was a lot of fun my freshman year.
You didn't
year.
Play Freebird.
Yeah, if I knew how to play Freebird on ukulele, I definitely probably would have started with that because that would have made me cooler.
It involves more than four chords.
But I don't know Freebird, unfortunately.
Don't either.
To know some ridiculous ones. I think I'll have to learn I Really, Really Like You by Carly Rae Jepsen. I think that's a really solid. And if you haven't watched the video, either you or listeners, go do that right now because it's hilarious. So go on.
It is a good time.
You know, there are no lyrics quite as deep as Carly Rae Jepsen's lyrics.
She's deep, man.
They're so deep.
True
it's
philosopher
almost
of our
as
time.
Deep as Rebecca Black.
Sure.
It's Friday. I should learn that, really, on ukulele. That would make me so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really cool. Anyway, so I wanted to bring this up because I saw your blog post. I just finished watching Resident Advisors on Hulu, and I noticed that you are watching it as well.
I am. I do not have Hulu Plus, so I have to watch it as it comes out. So I've only seen the first two, and will continue to follow it through because I'm a completist in that regard.
I agree. It's only seven episodes, so you're fine. And you can probably predict how it ends. I don't know if our listeners have seen it either. But I think, first of all, every 10 seconds, I like recognize an actor and I'm like, where's that person from? And then I have to IMDb them. So it's kind of like B-list actors all getting together and like making a pretty mediocre show. But the main plot of the first season is that it starts out by you finding out that a residence hall is on fire, and it leads up to how that fire happened. And it goes through a lot of, quote, typical RA scenarios, even though I think they're a little extreme. But
like, as I understand it, from having spoken to some of the whoever does their social media, having corresponded with that person back and forth on Twitter a few times, some of the writers are former RAs, and some of the stories are based on things that they have had to deal with. So I think they picked the weirdest stuff and then kind of made it a little bit bigger just for the sake of...
Yeah, they're definitely
what could be a little big.
For sure. There is one. It's in the first episode, so I don't feel like I'm doing much spoiling, but a male and female end up getting room together because the male's name is Leslie, which I'm just like, in the real world, like, they wouldn't just, like, assume based on first name, so that kind of was weird, but...
Maybe if we were in the 1950s.
Maybe, but it's not set in the 1950s at all. And they just kind of justify it by telling Leslie that he should tell the dean that he identifies as a female, but then they tell Leslie that, like, oh, it's going to be so great that you guys live, like, that you live with this girl, because she's going to be your wing woman, you're going to get laid all the time, and like, it's going to be great for you. And then they kind of just like, just pretend that you want to be a girl, it'll be fine. And so I feel like higher ed, like, folks are probably like up in arms about, but yeah, I think I'm sure that in my personal opinion, I agree that it's a little, you know, in terms of like, gender and sexuality and identification, like obviously it kind of glazed that over. Like, it was no big deal, but for the sake of it being a TV show and everything is incredibly exaggerated, I kind of got over it. But I'm sure a lot of people are very up in arms about
that whole conversation.
Have you been engaging with a lot of people on Twitter about it?
A couple people had mentioned that they were watching it and kind of threw up their red alert and or phrasing was wrong or the structure was wrong. Therefore, it's a bad show. If it is a bad show, it has very little to do with the content. But I feel like there's a lot more to it than what they're probably bringing up. So, and in the blog post I talk about this, Jackie had read it, but to me, a big part of that is that the writers that they had are coming at it from the perspective of RAs. And they were RAs years ago. Mm-hmm. They are not coming at it from the perspective of professionals, so there's a lot of stuff that they're not expected to know.
Right.
And even then, there's stuff that we don't expect our RAs to know because it's considered above whatever it is they're going to have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're coming at it from that perspective, of course some stuff's going to be a little bit odd, or they're not going to understand the exact reporting structure, or they're going to see some things as less offensive than we, who were educated to think a certain way, do. So there's a lot of stuff that, knowing where it comes from, it's really hard to get offended at least from my perspective.
I'm not offended by the dean thing. I just think that it's just a trope that's used by too many everything. Every movie about college and drinking and everything is about, well, we're going to send you to the dean. Well, which one?
Well, there
it's an easily identifiable thing, and yeah, it's for most people that are marginally familiar with college, it's easier than saying, oh, well, this person reports to a residence director, and the residence director in turn reports to either the associate director or the director of housing, and they in turn report to somebody that's the dean of students, but not the whole school because there are a bunch of other people.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, that, you know, is for simplicity's sake. Like, obviously, the majority of people that are watching this show probably had no, even if they did go to college with this structure, probably didn't even know it existed unless they worked in residence life. But, you know, there are a couple issues that I'm not going to spoil for anyone who's interested in watching, that are, I think, a little more sensitive and they aren't treated that way. You know, this sexual identification being one of them, that is very much almost a joke, you know, for a whole episode. And so, it comes back at the end and again, is just very, you know, I can see where people are going to be very upset with the final episode because it brings back gender identification and sexuality and makes a lot of stereotypical feminist versus masculine comments.
Well, it's not the only show on Earth that's ever done
that. No. Oh, no.
30 Rock was bad. about that.
I think
that. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt was really bad about that,
that
too.
That was very bad. But I think it's much more, people pay more attention to it when it's a show about residents' life. And, you know, these people are supposed to be more sensitive to these issues.
Yeah, but it's definitely like, not. They should know better. But why would comedy writers in a room, why should they know better based on what we do?
Well, another thing too is that you kind of have to expect that this is why shows like this are on Hulu or Netflix or things like that, because they're shows that aren't necessarily going to, well, they have a higher chance of offending folks. That's usually a case there. Right. And they're not mainstream, which is why they're not going to be on network television ever, or they're so not mainstream that they're not even going to be on cable. So, I mean, that's kind of where it is. And I'm sure they made, you know, pitches to the networks and to the cable channels and all that kind of stuff. And they all said no. And then Hulu was like, okay, we'll do it. Cause you know, that's what they do. So, I mean, even on Hulu, you don't need a whole lot of people to watch it. You just need a good number of people to watch it for it to be a success.
Well, yeah. And they don't renew based on ratings necessarily. No, they don't have to release that information if they don't want. So
they're
renew not
based
beholden
on their own levels of popularity.
Yeah, they're not beholden to the same kind of standards for renewal and marketing and all those other things as network shows are. And I think that's a lot of reasons why the really big popular shows like Two and a Half Men or Big Bang Theory or things like that are pretty inoffensive in the opposite direction. And they're right. not very funny, but for a different reason.
Right.
Because when you're marketing to that big of an audience, you can't really do a whole lot that could potentially offend anybody, and then you end up not doing much of anything. So it's just two opposite sides of a similar problem.
And I think what's interesting is that like shows like Community are going to come back on, I forgot which one Community is going to come back on, but
Yahoo Screen.
Well, that's where it's going to get watched a whole lot.
I didn't know that. I thought it was coming to Hulu.
Nope.
Whoops.
Well, that's okay. That's an app on my something, I'm sure. It's at least an app on my iPad. Probably not my Apple TV, but
Anyway,
I mean, it gives shows life that, you know, I mean, that's one of the interesting things is that Community, while it didn't get a lot of, you know, ratings, while it was on network television, in popular culture, it's all over the place. I mean, you cannot miss it on the internet. And that's one thing that ratings don't take into account is the cultural impact that something like that has. And it doesn't even take into fact, you know, people watching stuff in other places other than television. I guess nowadays they're starting to count streaming, but they're not really, the networks aren't really counting it. What really matters is, you know, ad dollars on live television, which...
Yeah, and even with Community, it's one of those ones that, again, Jackie, you worked at a community college. I've also worked at a community college. So that was another one for me where once that was out, I got asked by a lot of people, is this right? Is it real? Is that like what your life is? No, it's not. But I think that with so many things like this, like, it's either going to be correct or it's going to be funny. You don't get a whole lot of intersection in the two.
Right.
So I've always been very okay with things like that going a little bit exaggerated, because if you really wanted to look at the life of a community college, it's not particularly funny, and it wouldn't make good fodder for a sitcom.
Right.
A lot of the things that we find funny wouldn't make mass appeal things funny. So having that trade-off, is it correct or is it good,
mm-hmm.
I'm willing to let it balance more towards being good and not being exactly correct.
Right.
I live it every day. Why would I need it to be exactly factually correct when I watch it on TV?
Yeah. It's kind of like people, when they watch Law & Order or like CSI, like they think that's how like forensic science works. And like
exactly.
Well, yeah,
and
that's
sure
exactly
that
right. We all have offices in an
like,
open room with dead bodies.
Yep, that's
exactly.
It.
And I'm sure that they have their own beef about it. And there are people that, because of how things are called or what they do, don't watch it. It's the same exact thing. It's the only difference is they came at us and we're not exactly sure to like it.
We don't really do this that often. Like, this isn't an issue in higher ed that often. Really, I can't think of any other like show that's really based on a college experience. Like, obviously, college comes in a lot, but like a couple scenes or a couple episodes, but.
Like, things take place in college, but they're not really
about it.
College.
You're right. Yeah. There's no, you know, like, I'm binge watching Gilmore Girls
right now.
Wasn't
it?
Freaks and Geeks was high school. Undeclared was college, though.
Oh,
and actually, Claire. The second episode of Resident Advisors deals with students that have been sexiled.
Yes.
And the undeclared episode of that was amazing. It's so funny. And this, like, to me, I compared it against that and was like, well, I really like the way that they did it because I think it made a lot more sense and it was just, it was funnier.
You preferred Resident Advisors?
No, Undeclared.
Oh, Undeclared. I've never seen Undeclared in full, so I haven't seen that.
I've never seen any of these shows because...
I want to say it was episode 5. I know it's up on YouTube somewhere and it's also on Netflix, but should you get the opportunity, that 5th episode, it's one of the best ones that they did in that short season, but it's the sexile issue dealt with in a far funnier way than
I didn't love it. And that's, I think, the thing, well, not my, I don't want to call it like a beef with Resident Advisors, but it wasn't funny enough. You mentioned the balance of like good versus accurate, and it wasn't good enough for me to like it, if that made any sense. Like, because it was so far-fetched. Like, yeah, some of these things could happen. Like, being sexiled happens, but like, in this episode, like, the entire building is sexiled. Like, that's okay. Like, that's not a thing. And then it just wasn't ultimately that funny. But it is an interesting show. I mean, I don't know. The episodes are all 20 minutes. You can get through it in like a day. And then all of a sudden your day is gone. You're like, whoa, what just happened?
I mean, I'm pleased somebody went for it. And if anybody truly believes that they could do better.
Go for it.
I would love that.
I would love to watch it because I think it really could be funny. You know, including they have like an RA that's been there for like 10 years or something that makes no sense.
Yep. That was my point as to the most unrealistic part of the show.
Yes.
Is they talk about him being 30 and having done 5 masters. And if no one on that campus attempted to lure him into student affairs, that's the fakest part of the entire thing.
But he's still an RA and like.
Exactly. So someone would have gotten to him like before he graduated the first time. I was like, you should go into student affairs.
Exactly. Like he loves it so much.
Like this could be your whole life. And like the answer that he gives when they ask why he does it is what students that are drafted, so to speak, in his profession say. So that, to me, is the most unrealistic part. Like, no one drafted him. I call BS on that.
Yeah, that's crap. Maybe there's a backstory that we'll learn in the next season about why he has never become the RD. Because...
No? That's a good point.
You never know. That's the other piece that confuses me. She's an RD, but she acts like she's a student as well. Like, so I'm not sure if she's a professional or a student. So that's kind of a weird piece to me. I just couldn't figure it out.
Someone should ask for an org chart.
I want one.
And they need to put it on the website.
Yep. We'll put it up. I'm sure there's other reviews. I'll have to see if there's some other reviews of Resident Advisors. Or if any of our listeners have watched Resident Advisors and have some opinions on it, feel free to tweet them at us at HES Podcast. We'd love to hear. And Logan, I'm sure, will watch the show.
Maybe.
He could if he wants.
We'll see if I have time.
I can brief the whole show for you in probably 10 minutes.
Well, I don't know. Your sparkling reviews of the show have made me decide if I should probably continue watching The Last Ship.
There is a Halloween episode, and so I have some great Halloween ideas now. Halloween costume ideas. Some solid puns. So solid I won't.
You love a good solid pun.
There was, St. Nicholas Caged, which is my favorite. And it's a guy that's dressed up as Santa, but he's holding jail cell bars.
I thought you were going to say, like, St. Nicholas Cage and, like, no, do Saint something Nicholas with Nicholas Cage.
Well, it's, like, caged, so it's a pun. There's a couple of them, but I can't remember all of them right now. That was the best one, though, that's why.
I mean, if you wanted to adapt it to Nicholas Cage dressed as Santa, that's also an option.
That works.
See, that I'd get. That would make
Or just sense. Dress as Santa and talk like Nicholas Cage all night.
That, too.
You could do that.
That, too.
Halloween, my least favorite holiday.
But now you have a costume idea, so it could be a little less terrible this year.
That could be.
Well, I think that's all the time we have for this week.
Okay, that was a good episode. Everyone's going to go watch Resident Advisors now.
Yes.
Or not. Your decision.
Well, we will post everything we talked about today, especially if we can find some of those episodes we talked about on YouTube. We will post them on our website, highered.social. You can tweet at us at HES Podcast just to say hi, talk about what you think of the show Resident Advisors, or if you want to be on the show. We always love having new guests and knowing who our listeners are. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes. You can also find it on our website. Again, that is HES Social. And thanks for listening.
Or it's highered.social.
Yep, that's it. It's that one.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Night. Love everyone.
Oh my lord.
Good times.
could use a dream or a genie or a wish to go back to a place much simpler than this. Cause after all the party and the smashing and crashing, and all the glitz and the glam and the fashion, and all the pandemonium and all the madness, there comes a time when you fade to the blackness, and you're staring at that phone in your lap, and you hoping but then people never call you back. That's just how the story unfolds. You get another hand soon after you fold. When your plans unravel in the sand, what would you wish for if you had one chance? So airplane, airplane, sorry I'm late. I'm on my way, so don't close that gate. If I don't make that, then I switch my flight, and I'll be right back at it by the end of the night. Airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars. I could really use a wish right now, right now, right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, right now, right now.
I don't remember the second verse.